It's 5:23 at KNX. There's an estimated 35,000 nonprofit organizations and groups in Southern California, and now many of them face possible cuts in federal grants and funding. Nonprofits expert Danella Wilson of the LA accounting firm Greenhass & Jenks tells KNX that the boards and managers of those groups have to be ready to fight for money.
The philanthropy focus in Los Angeles is incredible. I think it's a very generous community. But I think that when you have so many nonprofit organizations, I think that the challenge actually becomes finding the right boards. It's becoming increasingly important that boards step up and play an advocacy role and really understand their governance responsibilities.
She says money for affordable housing in the LA area could see a big cut in funding, as HUD is expected to see substantial cuts in its budget.
Local charities and nonprofit groups must be ready to increase their fight for funding because of possible deep cuts in the budgets of many federal government departments. That's the warning from nonprofit expert Danella Wilson of the LA accounting firm Greenhass & Jenks. She tells KNX some services could be hit worse than others.
Particularly just thinking about here in Los Angeles, where there is such a concern about the increasing levels of homelessness. And with the passing of Measure H and Prop HHH, there is a recognition, I believe, by the public that this is a serious issue and needs to be addressed.
Trouble is that money may not be available from Washington, D.C.
What are the implications at the federal level from HUD, the Housing and Urban Development Department? What are some of the challenges? We hear that there are significant cuts expected, and how will that impact the crisis that we have here with affordable housing?
She tells us there are an estimated 35,000 nonprofit organizations in Southern California.